You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Sees the Spectrum by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 2. It's Okay to Ask.
Medication. Sibo looked doubtful. I thought you said he wasn't sick.
He isn't sick, Auntie Jalia said. But he needs the medicine to help him focus better, to stop his brain from being so busy all the time.
Sibo, why don't you rather go and watch television with Jared?
Mum glared at her daughter. She always asked too many questions.
No, it's okay. Auntie Jalia pulled out another stool, indicating that Sibo should sit.
Kids should know about autism and understand a little about it. Most babies and toddlers learn to speak by listening and watching their parents' and siblings' lips, Auntie Jalia began. But Jared never looks at anybody for more than a few seconds. He's off in his own little world, so he can't speak yet, and he's almost 3 years old.
Sibo gasped. She couldn't imagine what it would be like not to be able to speak.
He's only just started taking the medicine. We hope it will help him to focus more, Auntie Jalia said.
Then will he be okay? Will he be cured?
Sibo asked. He's okay now, Sibo, Auntie Jalia replied. But being able to talk will make his life much easier. There is no cure for autism. Although most kids on the spectrum can still lead a normal life.
Spectrum?
Sibo was confused. She knew about the light spectrum, but not about a spectrum in your brain.
That's what they call it. Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD for short, because of the way their brains are wired. Some people are good at one thing, but struggle with other stuff, Auntie Jalia explained. No two children are exactly the same.
Auntie Jalia grinned at Sibo.
You're probably thinking about a bar graph spectrum, Sibo, but it's a bit more like a pie chart.
How did you find out?
Sibo asked, trying to ignore her mother's furious look.
We realized that Jared wasn't quite the same as other children his age, Auntie Jalia replied. So, after a lot of visits to other doctors, we took him to a special doctor called a neurosurgeon.
But he looks the same as other kids, Sibo said.
Yes, he does, but he doesn't do some of the stuff that he should be doing at his age.
Like talking,
Sibo nodded.
Suddenly, Jared started crying in the TV room.
Oh, dear, Auntie Jalia said. His favorite TV show must have ended.
Can I help?
Sibo asked.
Auntie Jalia replied, Come with me, Sibo.
Sibo was horrified to see that Jared was lying on the carpet, banging his head on the floor over and over again.
Oh, no, he's having a meltdown,
Sibo gasped.
No, Sibo. This is just a little tantrum because his TV show has ended. Meltdowns are very different. We try to avoid those.
Auntie Jalia picked up the bunny and placed the toy animal on his back, talking quietly to him all the time. Jared stopped crying almost immediately.
This is a weighted bunny rabbit, she explained to Sibo. It calms him down and makes him feel less anxious.
Sibo nodded. That explained why the bunny had been so heavy. But if that was just a tantrum, she didn't want to see what a meltdown was like.
Would
do you mind sitting with Jared on the trampoline outside while your mum and I finish chatting? Auntie Jahlia asked Sybil. He likes the trampoline, but doesn't know how to jump yet. Don't worry, I can see you both from the kitchen window. Just wave if you need help. Auntie Jahlia pointed at a window close by. Sybil was worried at first, but soon discovered that Jared did indeed like the trampoline. She sat in the middle of the bouncy mat with Jared in front of her. Jared sat quietly for a few seconds. Then he got up and ran around. He promptly fell over Sybil's legs. Luckily, the trampoline was soft and he didn't hurt himself. Without thinking, Sybil tickled his tummy. Jared giggled and crawled away. Sybil crawled after him. Jared giggled again. They did a few circles around the trampoline. Sybil was amazed at how flexible the little boy was. Then they both lay on their backs and looked up at the sky. Sybil made animal shapes out of the clouds. She wondered what Jared was thinking.
Bye, Auntie Jahlia. Bye, Jared.
Sybil waved. Thanks for looking after Jared so nicely, Sybil, Auntie Jahlia called.
Sybil, you always ask too many questions, Mum said crossly as they walked to the car.
But, Mum, how am I supposed to know things if I don't ask? Sybil replied. I would have thought he was a rude little boy who didn't like me, but he's not like that at all. He's just different.
I suppose you're right, Mum said. You know, Auntie Jahlia did mention that Jared was autistic, but I didn't even think to tell you. I didn't realize what it meant. I'm sorry, Sybil.
It's okay, Mum, Sybil said. I learned a lot of new stuff today. Jared may not be chatty, but he's cute, and we still had fun on the trampoline.
Sybil decided that she needed to find out more about this autism spectrum thing. The end of Chapter 2. Tune in to Zone Radio on Friday at 3:30 for Chapter 3.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sybil Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sybil.co.za. Sybil, empowering children, one page at a time.